A powerful carving has been unveiled to welcome and watch over visitors to the Ulu'iloth traditional territories within the Pacific Rim National Park Reserve on the west coast of Vancouver Island. The totem was carved by renowned artist Clifford George through a collaboration between Parks Canada and the Elders Working Group, with Ulu'iloth elders choosing a Sikswatan eagle to be placed within their territory at the park reserve's southern border. "The way I saw it in my mind is just the way it is as you see it," George said after a June 28 unveiling celebration. "I was looking forward to this day. I'm so happy that they chose me to do the poll for them. Today is a really exciting day." Carrie Cunnyworth, Ulu'iloth Government's Director of Culture, Language and Heritage, said the Sikswatan was chosen because of its ability to watch over everyone. "The eagle flies above with great sight. It sees all, and it's the being that can see everything. It's observing every one of us when it flies up high, and it watches everybody passing in and out of the park reserve, protecting everybody," Cunnyworth said. Read more. Experience the Na'au Cultural Feast. Powered by women of TLAOKAHT First Nation. The Park Reserve's Superintendent Dave Tovell said the Elders Working Group had provided a myriad of advice throughout the construction of the recently completed Apsayek to Sea multi-use path that spans the 25 kilometers between the Park Reserve's southern and northern borders. Through the group, TLAOKAHT and Ulu'iloth elders collaborated on the commemoration of both nations through carved monuments that reflect the connection between the two communities and the Park Reserve, according to Tovell. "They gave the direction that it shouldn't be a Parks-led commemoration piece, it should be Indigenous-led," he said. Parks Canada came up with the mechanisms to provide funding to both Ulu'iloth and TLAOKAHT to do what they wanted to do in their territory to represent what they wanted to represent. "The Elders Working Group really gave this whole project direction and guidance on how to work together in a good way." He noted that TLAOKAHT carver Joe Martin had carved the stunning wolves located near Incinerator Rock on the other end of the park reserve within the TLAOKAHT's traditional territories. Read more. Tribal Parks Guardians improve access to Big Tree Trail near Tofino. "It's a nice match to Clifford's and Joe's work and the connection of the two nations," he said. "We're super proud of the relationship between the Ulu'iloth government, TLAOKAHT First Nation and Parks Canada, and how this project has kind of tied it and created a closer relationship between the three governments." He added George's Sikswatan was placed to be seen by all the drivers, cyclists and pedestrians heading into the park reserve to raise awareness of whose traditional territories they're in. "That awareness is extremely important, and that they can show Isaac, which is respect in Nuu'uchaa'nulth, and that they're aware that it's not just a national park reserve but the traditional territories of the Ulu'iloth," he said. "It's amazing, to see the finished product out here has absolutely been incredible." Read more. Ahauzat reopens hot springs near Tofino. Ulu'iloth Government President Charles McCarthy opened the celebration by welcoming the audience to the nation's territory and said the Sikswatan would watch over all within it. "I raise my hands up to Clifford. It's been a long time coming, and I know there's been difficulties throughout getting things to this point. I want to acknowledge Clifford for his effort. He's always been one to stand up and do things for the community," McCarthy said. "He's always been there to lift us up with his art, and this is reflective of what is in all our hearts as Ulu'iloth." Cunnyworth served as the MC for the unveiling and thanked those who came to celebrate the new carving. "There was a lot of back and forth and quite a few barriers, but we got through it, and this is the evidence of doing it in a good way," he said. "Really, truly thank you all for coming out to witness this. I'm so happy to see it up here." Plan your adventures throughout the West Coast at westcoasttraveler.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The West Coast Traveler. And for the top West Coast travel stories of the week delivered right to your inbox, sign up for our weekly Armchair Traveler newsletter.